Chapter 4. You're in the band. On Thursday morning, Lara Lane was in Sam Sinclair's office.
I want Tanya Jones in the band, Sam told Lara. She looks good and she's got a fantastic voice.
But Sam, you promised me, said Lara, upset.
I know, but this band is going to be very good, said Sam. It's going to have number one singles and gold discs. We're going to win MTV Music Awards and Grammy Awards. Bianca's voice isn't strong enough.
Give her a chance for me, Sam, implored Lara.
She's not good enough. She'll never be a first-class singer, insisted Sam.
Please, Sam, said Lara. Bianca wants to be a singer and I must help her.
OK, I'll think about it, said Sam impatiently.
Sam, we're friends, but you work for me, said Lara firmly. My CDs make a lot of money for you. Perhaps I'll have to find a new manager.
Are you blackmailing me? Asked Sam, shocked.
Lara didn't answer. She looked at her watch and stood up.
Well, I have to go now. I've got an interview with Showbiz magazine, she said.
I'll phone you this evening, said Sam coldly.
Lara left the office. She looked very unhappy. That Thursday, Tanya sat and waited all morning for a phone call from FameLab. But the phone didn't ring. She was so nervous that she didn't have any lunch. Then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the phone finally rang. Tanya ran and answered it.
Hello, this is Mike from FameLab, said a man's voice.
Tanya was very excited. I'm in the band, she thought. Sam didn't choose Bianca after all.
We didn't choose you for the band, continued Mike, but we like your voice. We want to invite you to come to rehearsals and understudy the singer Bianca Turner until the tour.
There was silence.
Are you still there? Asked Mike.
Yes, thank you, said Tanya. That's fine.
But it wasn't fine. Tanya was very disappointed.
Good, said Mike. The first rehearsal is on Monday. We'll send a car to collect you and bring you to the studio. Please be ready at 9:30 a.m.
After the phone call, Tanya sat and thought for a few minutes.
There's still a chance, she thought. I can still be a pop star one day.
Then she played one of Lara's CDs very loudly and danced around the room. She felt happier. 10 minutes later, the phone rang again. Tanya ran and answered it. She heard Dan's excited voice.
Hi, Tanya. This is Dan. I've got something to tell you.
Well, you seem very excited, so I suppose you're in the band, said Tanya.
Yes, I am, said Dan. I can't believe it. I'm so happy.
That's fantastic, said Tanya. We must celebrate.
We're having the first rehearsal on Monday, and they're sending a car to collect me.
Oh, Tanya, I'm sorry. I'm so excited. I forgot to ask you. Are you in the band?
Asked Dan.
They chose Bianca as the singer, of course, said Tanya. But it's okay. I'm going to be her understudy. I'm going to come to all the rehearsals.
That's good news, Tanya, said Dan. You'll be with the band. Perhaps you'll sing with the band sometimes.
Yes, who knows, said Tanya.
There's a chance anyway, and it's better than working in my mum's shop.
Are you coming to the rehearsal on Monday? Asked Dan.
Yes, of course I'm coming. I can't wait, answered Tanya. I'm going shopping tomorrow. I must buy some new clothes. I haven't got anything to wear.
Don't worry about clothes. I'm sure FameLab will buy us all new clothes, said Dan, laughing.
Oh, I nearly forgot to ask you. Did you take my advice about the earrings?
No, I didn't, said Tanya.
She suddenly remembered the bald man's evil face with the ugly scar.
Don't worry, the men can't find us, she said confidently. Everything will be all right.
Tanya, said Dan seriously.
Firstly, What you're doing is wrong. And secondly, those men want the earrings. They'll find us. We must go to the police.
Let's not talk about the earrings now, said Tanya.
OK, I have to go now anyway, said Dan. But I still think that you're making a big mistake.
See you on Monday then, said Tanya.
At home, Bianca also sat and waited for the phone to ring. There were some very good singers at the audition, she thought. I haven't got a chance.
Finally, the phone rang, and Bianca answered it. It was Mike from FameLab with good news for Bianca. She was the lead female singer in the new band. Bianca put the phone down and went into the kitchen to speak to her father.
I'm going to be a star! I'm the lead singer in the band, she said happily. I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
Congratulations, darling, said Mr. Turner. That's fantastic news. I'm very proud of you.
Bianca left the room and went to phone her friends.
I'm happy for Bianca, thought Mr. Turner, but I feel very guilty.